How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci, the preps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bustle, and everybody else in between throwing it down. The Thursday night throwdown has begun as the National Basketball Association season has concluded. As we told you last night, tonight would be the last game of the season. As we told you on Game Time Decisions tonight, this would be the last game of the season. And not only did we tell you it would be the last game of the season, we told you the Golden State Warriors are going to win this game outright and win by double digits. And indeed, they did. 103-90 is the final score. And surprisingly enough, I didn't lose on the total because I didn't have a feel for it. Steph Curry wins the MVP for the first time. And it's a good thing that he did because, you know, he's kind of underachieved in his career before this. You know, Steph Curry's like, you know, he rode the coattails of the other Golden State Warrior players. We all know without Kevin Durant there, he never would have won. Without Draymond there, he never would have won. Steph Curry needed to win the MVP. He had to win the MVP to validate his career. Oh, wait, that's right. I'm not one of the other jackasses in the media. Although we did tell you he was going to win the MVP. Well. Where's the Boston? Where's the Boston crowd at? And I'm not talking about Boston fans. I sympathize with you. You've won enough, but I'm not taking shots. Hell of a run. I'm talking about everybody else. Talking about Boston's defense and dismissing that and this. All right, Bob Boston. Oh boy, Golden State never seen a defense like this. Yeah, they won every game by double digits. They've seen a defense. You know, like I said, where's? Yeah, like, I swear to God, I don't write this stuff down. I don't want to be a jerk and stuff, but I know there's a common pattern. I don't get enough credit because I'm always right, and I got some jackass who is a Montreal Max on Twitter. Instead of saying congratulations, good pick on picking the Warriors, he's like, "What did you lay? -140? Ha ha ha!" It's like, dude, just shut up, bro. Like seriously, like, do you get paid to professionally like troll people? Like seriously. I saw you on Twitter the other day. Some guy won like $57,000, and you know this guy's got enough time to figure out and send this guy a tweet how he could have won more if he played it differently. I think, Max, you would send a lottery winner like a tweet. Oh, you only won $18 million? Oh, loser. I don't know. Did you get a job being a professional troll? There's a lot of you out there, but you're right up there. But I like that. I like it. We're in the social media age. I like what Steph Curry said when they asked him, what does it mean to win the MVP? He said, it means we won. And Kevin Wall Street, you know it means a lot is validate. Yeah, I know. I don't want to be a jerk, but I told Walsh. I said, the only thing this means is you get to kill some airtime on your show, bro, talking about dumbass rankings. Where does he rank? Can't wait for all the TV shows tomorrow. You know, all the networks, ours and every other network. Oh, now that Steph Curry's done this, now it validates. No, it doesn't validate anything. He was already great. Like I said before, he'd already won three times. I don't hear people talking. You know, Hakeem Olajuwon's a real failure and he loses. He only won two titles. If the jackasses, the kids are around today, that's what they would bitch about. Larry Bird's not that great because he had a lot of talent around him. Kevin McHale, Robert Parrish, they're Hall of Famers. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenzino. Pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people at Bustler, and everybody else in between. Let's do this thing as we throw it down on the 50,000-watt juggernaut, the loudest station in the nation, the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio, up and down the coast, Sirius XM channel 159 on the Sports Grid Radio Networks. Only six players in NBA history have four rings, multiple league MVPs, and a finals MVP. LeBron James, Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Tim Duncan, and now Steph Curry. And it's a good thing that Steph Curry did win the MVP of these finals, because honestly, you know, he's kind of been an underachiever in his career. You know, like, really, we all know that Draymond Green's the heart and soul of that team. We all know that Klay Thompson has really been the best player. And, oh, you know, we all know that the Golden State Warriors sucked before Kevin Durant showed up. I'm telling you right now, Steph Curry doesn't care whether he's validated by you, me, or any other jackass in the media. I think he's happy that this shuts Kevin Durant up. And, you know, that's the difference between Kevin Durant and Steph Curry. Right, Steph Curry was willing to check his ego at the door. And all this stuff about, oh, he never won an MVP before. I know people in today's media and today's fans have an attention deficit of about a freaking goldfish, but look up the damn numbers. Steph Curry put up the same numbers as Kevin Durant did. So Kevin Durant's the greatest player of the world. Kevin Durant's calling himself a god. We're all gods, KD, but you ain't the champ this year. Steph Curry is. And how about Andrew Wiggins punching the ticket? Congratulations to the Boston Celtics. It was a hell of a run. We've said it before. We're going to say it again. It doesn't matter how good your playoff run has been. Only one team wins, and it's never pretty. It's never pretty. Losing is like a breakup. And I got to tell you, I was watching the Boston Celtics play tonight. There was about 8 minutes left in this game, and I couldn't help but think about the one time in my life that I was actually engaged. I was watching the Celtics play, and I'm like, these guys are, like, fighting to save their lives like I fought to save a relationship. And it didn't work. Like I tweeted. Like a spider in a wet sink. You know, you ever seen a spider and you turn the faucet on and you're like, oh, I didn't mean to get him wet. And you're like, oh, sorry, dude. And you want him to climb up and you're like, the poor bastard just can't do it. This is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
My name's Bobby and I am an addict.
Hey, Bobby.
Hi, Bobby.
You know, you folks aren't here because you're gamblers. You are here because you are terrible gamblers.
Hey, Bobby.
These folks don't need to stop doing what they're doing. They just need to get better at it.
Bobby Riggs in the house. I am Gabriel Morenzi. Bobby's telling people, don't bet on Boston. Don't bet on Boston. Steph Curry. This is unbelievable. Steph Curry has scored 3,570 career playoff points before securing his first finals MVP. Only Kobe Bryant scored more points before receiving the award. So I guess Kobe wasn't legit, right, until he won the MVP. Now, Steph Curry's been validated. I think the only question really is that we have now, the debate should be, who's greater, Steph Curry for winning or me for telling you that they were going to win in six? They stated, where's the Boston? Oh, but Boston's defense and Robert Williams. Man, people talk about this Williams dude, man, like he's Hakeem Olajuwon, man. How are they going to deal with Williams in the paint? They don't have anything like that. Can't deal with that. Boston's defense, just relentless. Jimmy Butler nearly beat Boston by himself. Jimmy Butler nearly beat these guys. Nice run by Boston, but whatever. And just remember, let's go back to last year as well when Phoenix were up 2-0 and everybody panicked and I told you Bucks in six. We stand by it. It's 2 years in a row. We're going to pull like a modern handicapper on Twitter. Because I know, actually, because we've been posting all these picks. We ended on a 17-3 run. The last three games, we went 6-0 in the game, 6-1. Tonight, we only went 5-2, son of a bitch. because Wiggins' rebound prop fell short and Tatum didn't get there. But we gave it a money line tonight. We gave you Curry to win the MVP. We gave it a Warriors plus 148 and 6 before the series started. And now we're giving you Teddy covers. We can't give you anything more. If you want a kidney or something, I don't know, call the Red Cross. Do we have Teddy? What's up, Teddy?
Marenzi, you feeling good tonight, baby. You're rowdy. I love it.
Yeah, I'm bringing it tonight.
Golden State in six.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm going to tell you, it was a weird series, though, wasn't it? But just that it's easy to say now. Everybody talked about it. But the lack of a point guard, the lack of, and not, you know, the point guard, but the lack of poise, Teddy, on the court. I think that's what cost Boston, in my opinion. Emotional, young. Didn't have, like, somebody on the court to say, chill out. You know what I mean? Like, you know, Jaylen Brown got rattled. Tatum will get rattled. Marcus Smart, super emotional as it is. And I love their coach, and I love what he did, Teddy. But let's be real. He coaches on emotion. There wasn't a lot of, like, you know, not a lot of adjustments. You know, Boston just sort of showed up every night and hoped to do something. You know, hope that they wouldn't, you know, hope that things would go their way. Kurt adjusted along the way. Ultimately, the better team won the series.
So I agree with at least half of what you said there. Okay.
First half, what half?
The Warriors were the better team, easily. You know, I mean, that was the difference. It wasn't Udoka's bad coaching or not adjustments. Boston tried all kinds of
But you could say Boston had better players.
Defenses. They tried
Boston had better players
to shut down Curry. Golden State had better players, yeah. And to say they had no one on the court, Horford is absolutely the veteran presence that they had on the court, and he was on the court the whole series. So there were a couple things
he didn't do a very – was he a leader? Did he calm them down? Is he like the captain? Did he? You know what I mean? You need a Chris Paul.
Could you know?
Wow.
Golden State was the better team, and that showed.
Yeah, they were the better coach team. They were the better coach team, and they were mentally tougher. But I think Boston had the better players.
Really?
Like, you know what I mean? Yes. And I picked Golden State before the series started. Who did you have before the series started?
I had it as a pick'em series. I didn't have either side.
All right, so, yes, you can't tell me, like, who's on Golden State? I mean, they had Wiggins step up.
Wiggins was the X factor. And to win, no, you're just talking crazy.
No, I'm not.
I'm not.
Okay. No, I just won money on Golden State. Yeah, Wiggins is good. So is Jaylen Brown.
No.
Like, if, all right, if Teddy.
Two, Jaylen Brown's Klay Thompson.
Let me ask you something. Let me ask you something.
Go, go, go.
And I'll let you answer it. if you ask the general manager of the NBA right now, which roster do you want next year? Which roster are they taking, Teddy?
No question they're taking the Celtics because it's...
Well, then you just answered my question, who the better roster
is.
That's
it, because Golden State has been there before. They've been
That's what I said. That's why they won, because of their toughness, their mental, their pedigree.
But they were better. Wiggins made them better. Looney made them better. The bench was a complete wipeout for Boston. That may be the bigger deal in the series. The fact that Pritchard, who was a factor in the first three series, was a non-factor here. The fact that Derek White, who was a factor in the first three series, was a non-factor here. Grant Williams was a factor in the first three series, was a non-factor here. But to say that Boston didn't make adjustments is not what happened in the series, dude. Boston made adjustments for every game. They tried to do all kinds of different things. Golden State was just better, and they were able to adjust to beat the Celtics. You got
no. I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what.
Let's go.
I won money on Golden State. You're wrong. Yeah. I won money on Golden State. I'll tell you what. Boston lost this series more than Golden State won the series. I think that's the best way to put it. I stand by it a million percent.
The Warriors' defense.
Dude, they lost a game, Teddy, the other night where Steph Curry was 0 for freaking 9 from 3.
Exactly.
And Steph and Wiggins was 0 for 6 from 3. They outshot him by double rebounding. Boston choked this series away. Like, I swear to God, when they're older, they're going to look back on this. They're going to go, I don't know how the hell we didn't beat those old
old dudes. We just lost to a four, like Draymond Green, really? Draymond can score 7 points, and that's his, like his, oh, he scored 8 points. He had a good game tonight. You got Andrew Wiggins, who was great. Who else? Like, honestly, let's go through the smart box score. Look, Jordan Poole hit a couple of threes. As Steve Kerr said himself after the game, this is the most improbable title I've ever won. As Jeff Van Gundy said on the air, and he sort of stopped because he didn't want to be disrespectful. I don't know if you heard him, Teddy. He said, this is unbelievable. He said, let's be real. He sort of paused. He said, this is the least talented Golden State team that Kerr's ever won with. It's not a debate.
Well, I'm
not a debate.
I'm allowed to disagree with Jeff Van Gundy. Okay. When you bring in an Andrew Wiggins, who is a difference maker in the series, the former number one overall pick, and you get him in theory for pennies on the dollar, and you bring him in as an impact. When Gary Payton has a huge impact in this series on the defensive end.
Why Gary Payton signed a 10-year contract. Yeah, they played well in the playoffs, but let's be real. Let's not big these guys up. Like, yeah, you're going to give these guys big contracts now? Because
no,
of all this?
When you're winning a title, it's the role players that make all the difference. It's not about star versus star. It's about role player versus role player. And Golden State, throughout their championship runs, have all, whether it's, you know, why hasn't Curry won an MVP before? You know, they've always had guys.
Because the media is stupid. Who cares?
Gala won an MVP.
Because the media is stupid. That dude, Curry scored 26 points a game when Kevin Durant won. Kevin Durant had 26 points a game. So they had the same amount of points. I don't know. It was like the lifetime. It was like when Bonnie Raitt won 10 Grammys that year, Teddy. I don't know. They wanted to hook her up. Now I'm getting all fired up here, too, now.
Yeah.
I'm telling
you.
No. I effing stand by this.
You know?
No, I stand.
Golden State's not better. Golden State was better, okay? They were the better. You
know, listen.
Robert Williams' knee was a factor.
I'm the one. Oh, yeah, Robert Williams. Oh, I know he's Hakeem Olajuwon. That's all I heard before.
No,
oh, Robert Williams.
Stop. He wasn't the same player in the.
I swear to God, you had the Celtics before the series started, too.
Series.
I don't remember you saying it was a pick'em. You were pro Boston.
No, when do you have. You find that clip. Okay, I cashed with the Celtics before against the Bucks. I cashed with the Celtics against the Heat. I was not.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Pro Boston. I wasn't, yeah, Celtics are winning this series. You find that clip. Because it didn't come out of my mouth.
We're going to get our team on, and we'll get back to you in 3 months.
Nice.
All right, more of round two coming up. I'm not done. Neither is Teddy.
Dude, I'm
let's
up
go.
Now.
Yeah. I stand by it. Boston choked more than Golden State won. I stand by it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey, Brian, care to place a wager? Tomorrow night on Fox's Celebrity Boxing, I've got Carol Channing beating Mike Tyson in 3 rounds.
Carol Channing. You've got Carol Channing, the actress, beating Mike Tyson, the boxer. Hell, give me $50 on Tyson.
Yeah, you're in good company. Betting Freddy took the same wager.
It's the Thursday Night Throwdown. I am Gabriel Morenci, SiriusXM Channel 159. The Pixel Plus Hustlers and people that bust them and everybody else in between, including Teddy Covers. We're kicking it on the coast. West Coast, baby. The Mightier 1090, ESPN Radio. At San Diego after their best start in franchise history. We'll talk a little bit about Joe Musgrove and the Cy Young. A little bit later on, we'll get Schwabbed. Frank Schwab will join us from Yahoo Sports. Big Card Julio Rosario will join us from Chicago. Julio's a big soccer guy. The World Cup cities were announced. We got a ton of stuff to get to tonight, including round two. Ding, 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 ding with Teddy Covers right now. And I was thinking, Teddy, if somebody tuned into the program, program, they would think, they'd be like, man, this guy yelling at the guest right now is a disgruntled Boston guy or Boston backer saying they choke. But I do believe, Teddy, I bet on Golden State, and the reason why, I like the coaching. I thought there was a coaching advantage. I like the experience, not just so much the experience in that sort of cliched way, but in clutch moments, you know, and defined by clutch numbers or whatever, like whenever stuff got real, like Boston only really won games in blowouts. They weren't good in close situations, or like when under pressure situations, they weren't great at home, right? We know about the turnovers, but I just sort of thought that, you know, Golden State will just sort of find a way, even though Boston were better. That was my take coming in. I said, I think Boston are the better team. They have the better players. I think they're the better team in all this, but I don't think that they can win 4 out of 7 pressure games, and I was right. They couldn't. It didn't even end up getting to 7. But not to take anything away from the Warriors, Teddy, but I do believe that if you're Boston, this is a tough one. Like I said, like in my opinion, Teddy, Draymond Green, let's be real. Even Draymond admitted. Like, even now, he's talking about the redemption. It's like, bro, you scored 12 points. You played all right. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so he scored 8 to 10 points a game. Jordan Poole really didn't do anything in this series. He hit a couple of threes at the end of a quarter type thing. He had a little, you know what I mean? Who did anything on Golden State? Wiggins? Wiggins carried them. And Curry. Clay hit a couple of threes. Like I said, like, this was Steve Kerr's best work ever. This is the least talented team he's ever had to work with. And if I'm Boston, I'm going to think after, I don't know how the hell we just lost to those 5 guys, man. Like, we're younger, faster, better, and we just got our ass handed to us in 6 games by double digits in every game. They need a point guard, Teddy. I'll throw it to you right now. They need a point guard. It's enough is enough. You need somebody that can handle the ball and not Marcus Smart or not Tatum. Not, you know what I mean? They need a point guard. Point simple.
Okay. So, once again, okay, let me start with this. What's with the Draymond Green hate? Draymond Green is off the...
Draymond Green, did you watch him play?
Hall of Famer, okay?
I'm not disputing that. Green is. Did you watch him play in this series?
Yeah.
So he got kicked out of the 2 of the first 3 games. He fouled out of the first 2 or 3 games. He had more fouls than points and rebounds.
It's not about
his own mother. His own mother.
Box score guy.
I don't care about his box score, Teddy. He wasn't even on the floor. If you're really going to argue with me that Draymond was good in the first 3 games of this series, bro, his own mother criticized him publicly and said, come on, son, this is bad.
And what happened?
His own mother.
4, 5, and 6.
He played better. He played good in game 2 as well.
Sure. So, I mean, Golden State dominated the series. Boston won game 1. All right. And game 4, the Celtics were on the verge of taking a 3-1 lead, and Golden State dominated that fourth quarter. And in my mind, that was, if you talk about inflection points in the series, obviously for me, that was when Golden State said, we have figured you guys out defensively. Good luck. Now, you say Poole didn't do anything. Okay, game 5, after the Celtics made that huge run in the third quarter, take all the momentum, looking like the better team. All right, Boston going into the fourth, and then Poole hits that 3? That was the difference in the game. That was all the momentum that Golden State needed. It flipped the series right there. So to say that Poole is in
he hit
the single biggest shot of the series right there.
He hit 2 buzzer beaters at an end of a quarter. All right. I'm not taking it away from him.
Shot.
Yeah, it was a nice shot.
Outstanding.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that the roster's not their worst roster that they've had by far, Teddy. Boston's roster is better. At point blank, it's better.
It's not better because it's not deeper, and they don't have
Draymond Green. You're arguing Draymond Green. Draymond Green was terrible, bro. He had a couple of good games.
Yeah.
And we're gonna praise a guy. What, you're gonna kiss his ass because he had 8 points and 7 rebounds, Teddy? And he was a jerk to people on the floor.
Draymond Green's game is based on what his
Teddy. Why, if he was so good, why did Steve Kerr take him out of the game the other night? Why'd they bench him?
Casual fan, dude. You're not.
Then why did no Teddy? Casual fan. If Draymond Green was so good, Teddy, why did Steve Kerr bench him in clutch time the other night when their backs were against the wall? Because he was a liability. He was benched. Or maybe you're a casual fan and you weren't watching. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Okay. So what's your answer to that?
It wasn't
he was benched.
Yeah,
no, he was benched because he was terrible. Yeah, he played well in the last two nights. Fine.
Yeah,
fine.
He played great.
Yeah, great. Great's a strong word. Great.
Draymond Green. Rip,
I even had Golden State.
Doesn't look good.
I'm aware of the box score. I'm aware of that.
The offense runs through Draymond Green.
Teddy, when you want to talk about box scores? He got kicked out of two of the first three games, bro. He didn't even play.
This is fun. When you watch the Warriors the entire series, the entire season, all right, when Golden State, when Curry got hurt, Thompson wasn't right, everything's fine. When Green got hurt, that's when the Warriors were mediocre. And as soon as Green got back, that's when the Warriors were good again. And when you watch Green in the postseason, no, maybe he didn't play great every minute of every game. Sure. You know, neither did Curry. Okay? Neither does anybody. But the Warriors are always better with Draymond Green's presence. Always. And they certainly were in this series.
Teddy covers with us. All right. Hey, even Magic Johnson ripped him, just for the record.
Yeah, sure.
They called him out. He said, come on, because he's a Michigan State guy. He was trying to get him going. You know what I mean?
And let me put it this way. If Magic Johnson and Jeff Van Gundy don't like him, that makes me like him more. Okay? Because you're talking about two dinosaurs when it comes to what modern basketball is all about.
Well, I disagree. I stand with Van Gundy. Van Gundy, come on.
Dinosaur, dude.
I wouldn't say I would hire him as a coach in today's era. He's fine on TV. Yeah, on TV, he's fine.
Well, he gives opinions. That's what they want.
You're not a fan?
Too, apparently.
How can you not be a fan of Van Gundy? I'm going to start arguing with about this now. I think Van Gundy's great.
He's okay.
All right. Teddy covers with us. Just for the record, too, I had Golden State, everybody, so for people to know here. So I'm ripping. No, I didn't think. I was happy they won. I tweeted out. I even congratulated them on Twitter. So here I am ripping them now. They're not even that good. They won like each player.
Boston
lost the series. I stand by it more than Golden State.
You say that Boston's clearly the better team, and I'm not buying that one for one iota. But I think Golden State was clearly
Boston choked, bro.
Clearly the better team. And especially when it came to, you know, whether it comes to the number three and number four guys, whether it comes to the bench production, you know, that was the edges that the Warriors had, and it played out over six games.
Teddy covers. Look at, all right, we're going to move on here shortly. They have odds up for next year.
Sweet. What do we got?
So, all right, so listen, you know what? To Poole's defense, he did have 15 tonight. He did score in bunches, Poole, when he was on the floor. I'm going to give him credit for that. But he was also like a mass. He was all. I know. Okay, of course. We remember he hit the big shot. I think we were together that night against Houston.
The biggest shot of that.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. I know. I'm aware. Come on, man. No, he was fine. He scored 15. He was a defensive liability at times. Like you said, Peyton's not the box score guy, but you got to love Peyton. He had the best plus minus, Teddy, a plus 18 tonight. Just good things happen when he's on the floor. And I'll give credit to Draymond. I'm with you, Teddy, as far as the box score with Draymond. Like even when people are like, oh, he only scored 7 points. I'm like, well, he's not paid to score. Like that's not his job, right? I totally get that. But he was ineffective in the first couple of games. It was bad, and he knew it. He just needed to settle down. You know, Draymond went off tonight with the 12 boards. Listen, I bet on Draymond to have the most rebounds in the finals. I didn't win the bet. I think Wiggins ended up with the most rebounds when it was all said and done. Wiggins was just super consistent.
Yeah, Wiggins, you know, and not out of nowhere, but Wiggins was the, you know, when you talk about a big three versus a big two, and that makes a difference, you know.
God,
and
Teddy, I'm looking at the box score here, bro.
Looney, Peyton, Poole trio off the bench. Just blew away the Williams-White-Pritchard trio off the Celtics bench. It wasn't close in any of the last couple
games. Yeah, but even Looney, dude, he played 22 minutes. He scored 0 points. He had 7 rebounds. You know what I mean? Like, they all played their roles perfectly. No, they all played their roles perfectly. Like, they did. They each player in the Warriors did what he had to do. Like, that's why they won. Right? I get it. But I think, to me, a lot of it was the experience and... Quite frankly, I don't know. Like Boston, it was like Boston got castrated or something, man. Nah, like they had no swagger. You could just see they were soft, man. Like anybody that's played sports, like play ball, you could just see the look in the eye, man. I saw yesterday, I talked about it. Look, we had Darius Butler on today. This guy played in the NFL, so he would know more than I would about this competitive stuff. But I saw Jason Tatum yesterday saying, you know, it's been tough, the criticism, and, like, you know, we've lost a couple of games. But he said, no matter what, I know my kid loves me and my family loves me. I thought this.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNC 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Guys already checked out. He already knows about the lose. I was right. More Teddy on the inside.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, listen, I need some cash.
What for?
I just need it, that's all.
Oh, no. Don't tell me. You're gambling again, aren't you? Oh, you weak, weak man.
Late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. We're kicking it with Teddy Covers. You know what? I'm actually curious to see the odds up. I want to see the... I love it. We're going to get into the debate right away for next year. And you and I, right, I think we're going to start agreeing a little bit in a minute. But let me just say last thing, Teddy. I think this is a good, better way of making my point. Although you and I, we're never going to change our minds either way. We can go back and forth for 24 hours. So let me just say this. The Montreal Canadiens last year, guys, made the Stanley Cup Finals. They played against the Tampa Bay Lightning. The Canadiens lost in five. All right, they were overwhelmed. Like, anybody that watched the series, if you played in the series, if you repped the series, if you watched the series, you knew. It was like, oh my God, Tampa are a lot better than Montreal are. Like, we've got a problem, right? This is going to be a problem. Like, this is going to be miracle on ice type stuff. So no one on the Montreal Canadiens is going to be telling a story to their kid or their wife in the future 20 years from now, you know, honey, we were this close to winning a title, right? No, they're going to say, man, I tell you, once, yeah, I made a Stanley Cup final, it was a hell of a run. No one thought we were going to get there. It was epic, but we ended up losing to a better team. If you're a Cincinnati Bengal player, it was a tough loss. It was competitive. You were a team. You didn't think you were going to get there. The Rams were a super team. No one on the Bengals is going to go to their grave thinking, God, like, we should have won that game if only this didn't happen. No, it was kind of close, but they were better than you, and it wasn't destined for you to win. If you're a Boston Celtic player, Teddy, you're not going to be... Marcus Smart is not going to go to sleep tonight thinking, man, we lost to a better team. He's going to be thinking, man, I can't believe I turned the ball over 34 times in this series. Jason Tatum can't even look up at the mic right now, and I think something here, Teddy... And I'll throw it over to you here, but I believe this. I think something with Tatum is, too, he's a likable guy. Like, he's a nice kid and stuff. He's a likable guy. He's almost too nice. I could see it. He's too thin-skinned, man. And he's a likable kid. So I don't think people are really calling him out as much as kind of like, you know what I mean? Like, Tatum just hit a wall, bro. And as soon as he started struggling, he just struggled. And that was that. And there was no turning back. Like I said, to me, the Boston Celtic players, and I'm not saying that they should have won the series, and I'm just coming from someone to bet on Golden State, but I think if you're a Celtic player, this hurts more than a lot of other teams that would lose in the title who down deep inside knew we weren't as good as the other team. I don't think anyone on the Boston Celtics thinks, you know what, we weren't as good as Gary Payton II, who applied to be the video coordinator 6 months ago. I don't think we're not as good as Kayvon Looney. You know what I mean? Like, this is going to haunt them, bro. I guarantee you. Like, this is going to haunt these guys for the rest of their lives unless they win a title. That's my point, and I stand by it.
Okay, you're allowed to be wrong. It happens, it happens now and again. Boston lost this series when they lost Game 6 against Miami at home. All right.
Then why didn't you bet on Golden State then before the series?
Because I didn't recognize that.
It's pretty simple. If you knew this, like if you said they lost then.
when we look back in.
And I want to ask you too that if you're so confident that Golden State,
for 4 minutes,
hold on,
you don't even give me a sentence.
No, that's what I say though. You keep talking about I'm wrong. They're not the better team. Then why the hell didn't you bet on them, Teddy? So your synopsis is only after the series. You're a handicapper. Shouldn't you tell people before? Isn't that your job? Tell people before what happens, not after.
I had the under tonight. I had the Celtics. I had the Warriors.
Yeah, good for you. I went 5-2 with the props tonight. I actually had the balls to make a pick before the series started.
Okay, you saw an edge I didn't see. I'm talking about in retrospect, looking back, game six against Miami was where Boston lost the final. Because you just talked about when Tatum hit that wall. And I agree with you. When Tatum hit that wall, the Celtics were done. They needed their superstar to be a superstar, and Tatum only played, you know, he didn't have the energy over the last few games of the series. And I think that when you looked at all the usage, remember, the Celtics had huge usage rates. The trio of Smart and Tatum and Brown were the top three players in the playoffs in terms of minutes played. And the fact they had to play that extra game in Miami, I think, instead of getting 5 or 6 days off to refresh before the finals mattered. But you keep going back to this, the Celtics are the better team, the Celtics are the better team.
I'm saying the Celtics choked.
Bench, okay? What was White tonight? Minus 26 for White tonight. And it wasn't the only game he looked like that. Pritchard, awful finals. Grant Williams, awful finals. When you win a championship, okay, yes, your stars need to play like stars, but your role players can't get badly outplayed. The Celtics bench wasn't just outplayed. They were badly outplayed multiple times in this series. So to say, oh, Boston's the better team because of, no, Boston's not the better team because
I would like to hear if what your take was after when Boston won. I'd like to check back your show and listen back to what you were saying after the first night, Teddy.
Okay, go back and check. It's not like this has been, you know what I did? After Boston won game one, I bet Golden State game two. You know, it wasn't like that hard to figure out that the Warriors had a better game.
Okay, so, okay, exactly, me too.
That the Warriors were a team with a championship pedigree that Boston was still just aspiring to, okay? And, you know, I mean, I look, and there's another factor in play here as well, that, you know, it's the cumulative effect of the minutes, it's the cumulative effect of the two benches, but it's also Golden State had that third stud. Wiggins was a stud in this series. And Boston.
Who was the second stud?
So to say.
Who was the third stud on Golden State? You said three studs. Who are the studs?
When we're talking about the Warriors, you're talking about Steph Curry, who was pretty good in this series, wouldn't you say? And Klay Thompson, who had his moments in this series, wouldn't you say?
Didn't crack 20 points once, but okay.
You could talk Draymond. You can put Draymond Green in that spot. Okay? I don't care who you want to put.
We're going to go in circles. What, the guy that fouled out in two of the first three games of the series and got benched?
Okay, they had a third play. They had a player who wasn't a superstar coming into the series who played like a superstar.
Let's all remember.
They didn't have that. So to say, oh, the Celtics are going to be kicking themselves and they're so mad at themselves. The Celtics didn't have Andrew Wiggins. And Andrew Wiggins was the X factor who made all the difference in the series.
No, you know what? I stand by this. It's nothing against you personally.
You stand by everything.
Yeah, well, I mean what I say. I love you, though. I love you. Things get heated, but I do love you.
This is what we do.
But you know what, Teddy? You know, it's like when people break down UFC fights and this and that and these matchups, man.
Yeah.
You can skip a lot of this stuff, bro. It's like it's like a fight. It's like a street ball game, bro. One guy is tougher than the other guy, Teddy, sometimes.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that. Like okay. They said, oh, this matchup and the coaches didn't do this and that. No, Boston didn't have any balls. Simple as that. Jaylen Brown, for all his talk, disappeared after three games. Jason Tatum went to Duke, so of course he's soft, right? And Marcus Smart, bro, well, Marcus Smart's all effort and hustle. I love the guy, but, you know, Marcus, what do you want from him, right? Like, they choked, bro. Let's call it what it is. They choked. And I bet on Golden State.
That's
they choked.
So disrespectful of the four-time champion Warriors.
Jason Tatum scored 13 points tonight, Teddy. He choked at home tonight.
Golden State played amazing defense. They played championship level defense. They figured out the Boston Celtics in game four, fourth quarter, and it was never the same series thereafter. That was the moment in which Boston, whatever it
is. Would you not agree, though, Teddy?
Golden State's elite, truly elite, championship level defense shut down the Celtics. And to say, well, Boston choked it away, they choked it away because Golden State made them choke it away. It was epic level defense.
So was it Boston's epic level defense the other night that Curry went 0 for 9, or did he just go 0 for 9? How many times did Boston turn the ball over unforced errors? I had a guy in from Boston last night. That's what he told me. He said, you know, the thing that bothers me the most is, he goes, there's just so many, like, just dumb turnovers. Not even, like, we kick the ball out of bounds. Like, unforced errors by Boston. Sloppy basketball.
There were some. I don't think it was overwhelmingly bizarre.
I mean, Tatum turned the ball over 100 times in the playoffs. I'm not calling him out for it. Like, he had a nice run, but how do you turn the ball over 100 times? Like, it's not like, did was everyone just awesome defense that he turned the ball over 100 times? Or no, did he just choke and start turning the ball over? You got the yips.
You're saying they choked. I talked about all the minutes. They're 1, 2, and 3 in minutes played. They were gassed. They played an elite defense.
Dude, they get 4 days off in between games. They were gassed. He's 20.
Okay.
Dude, Jason Tatum's 24 years old. You're gassed now because it's late. He's not. He's 24 years old, Teddy. He's 24 years old, bro.
When's the last time you played?
You think Jason Tatum's gassed?
Yes, they're gassed. It's not 20.
Oh, yeah, but how old's Draymond? Draymond was full of energy, right?
The Warriors had an path to... No. I'm not answering the question. I'm answering the question this way. Okay, the Warriors had an easier path to the finals than the Celtics. The fact is, whoever came out of the East was going to be more beat up than whoever came out of the West, because this year the East was the tougher and the deeper of the two conferences. And because there weren't any upsets before Boston played whoever they played, they had to face all the elite teams, the last two champions, et cetera, et cetera. So the fact that the Warriors...
Without Chris Middleton, a play-in Brooklyn net team, and then a play-in team... They played in the 8 seed.
They won 4. The Warriors have been to 6 finals in the last 8 years. They won 4 titles. Boston hadn't been there. There wasn't a player on the team that had been there. The experience showed up. Boston wasn't the better team. You're speaking craziness.
Unlike you, Teddy, I actually bet on Golden State on the series. So, all right, let me just clarify that. All right, and I had Curry to win the MVP, and I picked him in 6. I actually picked the exact games, Teddy.
You did that perfectly.
I am telling you, Boston choked. They choked. Golden State were the better team, Teddy. Obviously, they were the better team. They would have won 6 games. But I'm saying that Boston could have been better. Like, this is going to haunt them. Like, this is going to bother them. They're going to have, like I said, these other teams aren't going to think about one play and this and that. These Celtic players are going to be thinking about, Tatum's going to be haunted. He's going to think, God, how did I turn the ball over that much? Why did I get soft? Like I said, he wasn't taking it to the paint. Was that because he was scared of the physicality of the Warriors? Is it because he just lost his balls?
The refs weren't calling any fouls, okay? Every time they were going to the paint, they were getting clobbered and not getting the calls that they had been getting in the series against the Heat. The adjustments that Golden State was able to make defensively on a night-in, night-out basis were tremendous. And the cumulative effect of a long-term fatigue. Okay, I'm going to use this as an example for you, Gabe. Do I have time to give you an example?
Yes, sir. Well, you got 30 seconds, so I'm going to shut up. Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah, I guess I got 30 seconds. So, no, I'll give you an example if we have time, man.
We got a couple minutes after. Okay, how about this? In the 30 seconds, I'll throw it out here. And I always love this, the revisionist history, the short-sightedness. Golden State are the favorites next year, Teddy, plus 460. Boston are the second choice, plus 650. Brooklyn are the third choice. Yeah, good luck with that, plus 700. Milwaukee, plus 750. Clippers, sorry, Matthias, plus 850. Phoenix, that's 950. More with Teddy. Final call on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Sports wagering, real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right. It's Sports Rage. 3-minute warning. Level one. God. We don't call it the quickest 100 minutes of Sport Talk Radio for nothing. I'm giving Teddy covers the floor. Yeah. Teddy, the floor is yours.
All right. So you go on vacation, right? You've been working really hard since October. You haven't gotten a break at all. All right. Now it's June, right? You go on vacation, but, oh, you get a weekend off, and then you got to go right back to work. It's not the same refreshment. Last week I was in Michigan. I got 8 days off, and I felt a whole new man when I got back. Kind of like what the Warriors had, right? Nice break. Yeah, I've been running. You know, I've been running since August. First real break, boom. 8 days. But if you just get a couple days, it ain't the same. So to say, oh, well, they had time off. It was fine. Boston wasn't fatigued.
Teddy,
back-to-back
in hockey
series against the defending champs and the team that was in the finals from the East the year before, they were gassed.
And the number one thing that people didn't like the Colorado Avalanche last night in a hockey game was because they had 9 days off.
Sure, that's for game one. That's not for the series, though. That's a be a disadvantage for game
one. But listen, Teddy, everybody's tired at the end of the year, obviously. You know, everybody's tired, but I'm not buying your retirement argument. Golden State are 100 years older than Boston are. So, I mean, there's games this and that.
They might be older, but they were still the fresher team.
Boston are soft, bro. They're just soft. They lost. They choked. They're soft. What about next year's odds? I'm glad this is over, actually. What are we going to argue about next week? The Dodgers and San Diego?
Sure, I'm ready.
Warriors, USFL playoffs next week. Can get into that. I take the Birmingham Stallions. Teddy, you're an idiot.
What are you talking about? If you were a recreational player, you would know.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry for some of the comments. The casual fan, I didn't appreciate earlier. So
I love getting your Irish up a little bit.
All right, so the Clippers to play at plus 850. Yes. If they stayed healthy, is that the bet?
No argument with the Clips being live. Yes argument with locking your money up now.
Yeah. Especially for a free agent. I ain't locking my money up on Kawhi. He's already locked up enough of other people's money. Thanks, Teddy.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.